Chapter 3, Faith Without Christ. In India, it is still a custom, though perhaps a fading one, for parents to choose a mate for their child. Suppose the parents sign a contract for the marriage of their children, yet the young man and woman have never met. Suppose further that the meeting of these two for some reason never takes place. Even though they have completed all the paperwork, there is certainly no marriage. For marriage is first of all a relationship. Marriage is not only a contract, it is essentially contact. This knowing, fully consummated by the most intimate union, is not merely the ideal, it is marriage itself. I fear that many in our churches only know the facts about the historical Jesus, but they have not been married to Christ as one revealed to them personally. These sincere professors of Christianity could not be his own sheep, for Christ has made relationship the essential issue. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. John 10:14. Such self-declared Christians have willingly accepted the Christian concepts. They have endorsed the contract, but they have never come into marital affinity with Christ himself. They must find out the truth. Knowing Christ and his Father is the beauty of true salvation and the content of saving faith. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3. Those who are Christianized without knowing Christ will be sadly disappointed at death because life now and life later is summarized in knowing him personally. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain, states Paul in Philippians 1. Though eloquently worded, that statement says nothing unique about Paul, but affirms the testimony of every true believer. Knowing Christ now is what makes life life. To die and go to heaven is to know him even better. The list of New Covenant tenets in Hebrews 8 demonstrates that this knowing of Christ is experienced by all who are his. In Hebrews 8, the writer says, "None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them." The writer of Hebrews has quoted an intriguing portion of Old Testament prophecy. Under the Old Covenant, most Jews did not know God personally. Every member of the New Covenant does. All believers know him. Yet knowing cannot be taught. No matter how much accurate and compelling information others could give you about Christ, there is still a large river you must cross. Knowing his biographical sketch accurately is not the same as knowing him personally. This is not to dissuade you from seeking to know the facts. They are essential. But it plainly affirms the ultimate issue, relationship. Relationship is not just educational. When the prophet Samuel was a boy, he ministered to the Lord, as we find in 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. Yet a few verses later, we find this startling disclosure. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. Are you like Samuel? Are you ministering before the Lord and participating in worship activities without yet knowing him? If so, your faith is not valid for salvation. At the heart of knowing is communication. God initiates that communication by calling us to himself. Every true Christian is designated as one who is called. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said succinctly. Just as the Lord called Samuel and revealed the word of the Lord to him, so God reveals himself to believers today. In Matthew 11, we read these words. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been declared to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. This will all come out at the judgment. After passionate pleas from many religious but deluded people, Jesus will speak words that will shatter the last fragments of their hope. He says in Matthew 7:23, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Jesus knew about them. Indeed, he knew everything about them, but he did not know them. They never became one with him. Faith without knowing him and being known by him will end like that. They will be cast out. The principal way Christ reveals himself is through his word. When you see the Bible as not only true, but also immensely beautiful, excellent, authoritative, applicable, compelling, etc., then you are experiencing the work of the Holy Spirit in revealing the Lord himself. This is God communicating. The person who says he understands the Bible, yet cannot honestly see it in these ways, is sadly mistaken. When Christ is revealed and understood, he is seen as he actually is, and his words are heard as they actually are, beautiful, excellent, authoritative, applicable, compelling, etc. In fact, when God does this work, it is irresistible. As Jesus said, "Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me," John 6:45. In the same way that you might identify tearfully with a character on the pages of a book or in a movie, a person whom you have never met, you may have had an emotional, religious experience when learning about Christ, and yet not know him. You may even have expert knowledge about him and still not know him. I urge you to ponder this. Is there communication? Do you know his voice? Do you recognize truth when you hear it? Do you understand and appreciate the unique authority and excellence of God's word? Do you love Jesus Christ for who he is, not merely for what he gives, and long to be with him forever? You have not really believed so as to be saved until you know him in this way. Do not be deceived.